All right, guys, you are locked on Falcons. I'm your host, Aaron Freeman, and today we are discussing the drama surrounding Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones.
You are locked on Falcons, your daily podcast on the Atlanta Falcons, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, guys, you know me. I'm Aaron Freeman, founder of FalFans.com, one of the longest-running Falcon websites on the internet, and, of course, the host of this podcast. You can find me on Twitter getting those hot takes out about the Falcons wide receiver situation. That is at FalcFans. So today we're going to be talking about the drama, quote-unquote drama, hashtag drama alert, whatever you want to call it, with and surrounding Julio Jones, given so many things that have happened over the last month or so. If you've been living under a rock, or if you're a normal person and don't pay attention to any of this stuff, maybe you haven't heard. And first, it started back in April prior to the draft, the week before the draft, where Julio Jones deleted some pictures featuring him as a Falcon and changed his social media, his Twitter account, to private, as well as, I think, so he did something on Instagram. I didn't catch all the stuff. And that caused people to cause a stir of a panic over a 24-hour period where people thought maybe Julio Jones was unhappy in Atlanta and was on the verge of demanding a trade or something like that. Then we come to this past week where we find out that Julio Jones is not going to be showing up for voluntary off-season workouts. And that's whatever, but there's been rumors the last couple of weeks, starting with Vaughn McClure of ESPN, as well as Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, confirming this past Friday that Julio Jones wanted an update to the contract, which was signed at the outset of the 2015 season, that at the time made him the second highest paid wide receiver in the NFL behind none other than Megatron himself, Calvin Johnson. You know, in terms of that contract now in 2018, now almost 3 years later, and in terms of average money per year, Julio Jones goes from number 1/number 2 to number 8 right now in terms of average money per year. There are five of the seven contracts that now have leapfrogged Julio Jones among the wide receiver market have been signed in the last 9 months. Before that, it was just Antonio Brown and A.J. Green that had been paid more per year than Julio Jones. But now you have guys like Mike Evans, DeAndre Hopkins, Sammy Watkins, Jarvis Landry, and Davante Adams averaging more money per year on their contracts than Julio Jones does. You look at Julio's cap hit of $12.9 million in 2018. That is the seventh highest of any wide receiver in the league this season. You look at his $10.5 million base salary, it is the sixth highest of any wide receiver in 2018. So it all seems that Julio Jones is unhappy with his contract and he wants more money and he's prepared to hold out. Well, not so fast, my friends. Unhappy is a bit of a strong word. Julio probably does want more money. All the indications are that he would like to see his contract updated, and the key word is updated because it's probably in reflection to those five deals that have been signed in the last 9 months that have sort of leapfrogged him, and he wants to be back in the top three, top five, or whatever the case may be. But of course Julio Jones wants more money. Who in this world doesn't want more money? You know, it's America, baby. You know, we all want to get paid. So this is not really a holdout in any shape or form. This is probably a player that, who, by the way, also normally misses voluntary workouts. I don't know when was the last time Julio Jones showed up for voluntary workouts during the offseason. It certainly wasn't last year and probably wasn't the year before that. And he's probably just sort of putting it out there to the Falcons front office that, you know, maybe hook a brother up, get me a raise or something like that. But again, I don't think this is Julio holding out for a new deal. I think when the Falcons have mandatory, all indications so far mean suggest that when the Falcons have mandatory mini camps, I think that's mid-June, I think, or second week of June or something like that, Julio's going to show up. And then when training camp starts in late July, Julio's going to show up. And this is, you know, essentially him just sort of giving that head nod to, you know, like, come on, You know, if you want to pay me, but you know, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to show up. I know I'm under contract for another 3 years. I think the Falcons may be amenable to reworking his contract. I don't think they're going to talk seriously, engage with him and his agent about a new, brand new deal. He's got 3 years left on that contract he signed through the 2020 season. I think the most likely scenario is something like you saw with Antonio Brown towards the end of the big contract extension he signed in 2012, starting in 2015, right around the time where guys like Dez Bryant and Julio and AJ Green got paid. You started hearing more about Antonio Brown wanting to get a new deal. And what the Steelers did, instead of giving him a new deal, because the Steelers have this policy of like, we're not going to redo deals unless it's the final year of your contract. And basically, at that point in time, Antonio Brown still had 3 years left on his deal through the 2017 season. And what the Steelers did was they took part of his 2016, or at least in 2015, they took part of his 2016 base salary, moved that up into 2015, and treated it as a signing bonus. They did the same thing again in 2016, taking some of his 2017 signing base salary, moving that up into 2016 as a signing bonus. It's a win-win for both parties. Antonio Brown gets an immediate influx of cash. The team is able to give him a raise, but not necessarily have a huge hit to their cap hit. I think in that 2015 year, they only took maybe an extra $700K, which is basically the equivalent of a veteran player on their cap in 2015. I could see the Falcons basically saying, you know what, Julio, because you're the man, because we want to keep you happy, we'll do something similar, taking part of his 2019 base salary, moving it up into 2018 as a signing bonus, you know, a pay increase of two-ish, $3 million or something like that, influx of cash. But because of the way that the cap is structured, it's only maybe taking on a hit of about $700,000 against their 2018 salary cap. So something along those lines makes a lot of sense to me. Whether the Falcons do that, who knows? I'm only speculating right now. But it's a similar situation as sort of what Antonio Brown was dealing with 3 years ago. Julio Jones is sort of in the same boat. So it makes a lot of sense for the Falcons to basically do the same thing, because like the Steelers, and as the Falcons have shown time and time again, they're not necessarily in the market for redoing contracts when guys have more than a year left on their deal. And again, that's, you know, the Falcons are about, what, a year and a half away from having a year left on Julio's deal. So I don't expect them to sort of redo a new deal. But we'll keep talking about this in a minute. But first, I want to plug LockedOnSports.com, your one-stop hub for all things dealing with the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can find content dealing with the NFL, NBA, and of course, Major League Baseball. Again, that's LockedOnSports.com, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. So I think with sort of the contract tweaking, you know, I think if you're borrowing a page from the Antonio Brown Steelers playbook, if the Falcons decide to do that, again, speculation, no insider knowledge, but just saying the situations are similar, so it makes a lot of sense for the Falcons to do so. You know, the question is going to be, unlike Antonio Brown, when he was coming up, on who's going to be age 29 going into the final year of his contract, Julio, 2020 being the final year of Julio's deal, he'll be 31. That's a little bit different. And I do think it would be interesting sort of that the Falcons tweaking Julio's contract between now and then, assuming that they go down the same path, I don't know if they're going to be as quick to necessarily be like, we're definitely going to pay you like the Steelers were with Antonio Brown. Because the Falcons are going to have, you know, 2 years into Calvin Ridley's career, looking at that situation, and maybe at that point in time, come 2020, the team is going to be willing to sort of pass the torch to Calvin Ridley as opposed to giving Julio a brand new deal. Who knows at this point? It's 2018. I'm speculating about 2020 possibilities. At this point in time, it's 100% guesswork. We'll see sort of where Ridley's development is. We'll see sort of where Julio Jones's career is at that point. I've said before on this podcast that Julio could have maybe only two more peak seasons left where he's in the running in consideration for being one of the best receivers in the league. And, you know, who knows? By the time he gets to age 31, he might be on the decline. Or he could be like some of these other guys, like a Terrell Owens, who was able to be a successful wide receiver up until, like, age, what, 34, 35? Yeah, so Julio could have another 5 peak years left. Who knows at this point? I don't pretend to have the answers. But it is something that I do think is different from the Antonio Brown situation, where I think the Steelers were basically promising him, yeah, take this money now and we'll redo it when we get 2 years from now. And I don't necessarily know the Falcons, whether or not the Falcons will be as sort of forthcoming as Steelers were with saying the same thing to Julio Jones, just because they do have another option waiting in the wings. And if you can avoid paying, you know, whatever the price tag for an elite receiver is going to be come 2020, which, you know, by that point is probably going to be 17, 18, maybe even 19 or 20 million a year. I think if you could avoid paying that, then you probably would. So that's really all I have to say about the Julio, you know, a serious addressing this Julio Jones quote unquote drama. I think all of it is pretty funny to me. I think the amount of panic that it has occurred within the fan base and from various media outlets is pretty hilarious to me. I think part of it is because there's so little drama involving the Falcons that whenever some minor things happen, it becomes a very big deal, particularly within our fan base, particularly within our local media, and as well as the national media, because they don't get the opportunity to ever really talk about the Falcons except for when they, you know, blow a playoff game or something like that. So, you know, it's funny to me that a guy that isn't active at all on social media, when he adjusts his social media account, what does it mean? You know, it's like, whatever, man. You know, if you followed me over the last month or so, you've probably seen me tweet a lot of hot takes about Julio and how he doesn't care about being a team and how he's not a leader and how I have sources that say that the Falcons are planning to trade Julio. You know, on Sunday, this past Sunday, yesterday, I tweeted, Falcons wide receiver 1 wants more money. Their rookie first round pick hasn't signed yet. Only one wide receiver on this roster cares about the team. The best signing in NFL history. And I inserted a GIF of Mohamed Sanu in there. Got a few dozen likes. I'm sure most of the people that liked that tweet or retweeted that tweet know enough to know how I was being sarcastic. But I'm sure there's a significant portion of those people that actually thought that was a serious tweet and were liking it or retweeting it because they're like, I agree, sir. You know, it's funny to me. It's 2018. People still care about whether or not players show up for voluntary workouts. You know, Julio is a 5-time Pro Bowler, widely considered to be the best football player on the planet. And people think it matters that he shows up for voluntary workouts. They think, oh, the reason why, who, you know, it's interesting takes. You know, Bill Parcells, I believe, was a big believer in guys showing up for voluntary workouts during the offseason. It was a big thing to him. And if you didn't show up, you would get in the doghouse a little bit. But you got to remember, Bill Parcells was started coaching back in the 1970s, guys. Yeah, 40 years ago was Bill Parcells. League was very different 40 years ago. Athletic training was very different 40 years ago. The money that guys got paid was very different. It's a very different league. You know, it's imagine someone sitting here, you know, very few things are the same in 2018 as they were in 1978. So I think anybody that takes this stuff seriously, I think, needs to chill out. I certainly will be milking this all summer long. You will see several tweets involving Julio Jones's inability to find the end zone. Between now and the start of training camp, you will find several tweets about me talking about how Julio isn't committed to the team and the Falcons should just go ahead and trade him because he's not a leader and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, these are all joke, trolly, sarcastic tweets on my end. I enjoy the fact that some people will not be able to understand my sense of humor and take these things seriously. Basically, the point I'm trying to get here, and we'll wrap up here, is this is basically a non-issue. In the world of the Skip Baylesses and the Stephen A. Smiths, people got to get these hot takes out, and because they have nothing else to talk about, really, particularly at this point in time. And I think if anybody out there, and I'm imagining most of the people listening to this podcast, I'm preaching to the choir here, But if you know somebody out there, or if you get engaged with somebody out there on Twitter or social media, or just walking down the street minding your own business, and someone's out there tweaking, changing, or adjusting their opinion, or you yourself are doing that in terms of your opinion of Julio Jones because of this quote-unquote drama, I think you guys need to grow up. None of this stuff matters. None of this stuff is going to matter. This is just nothing. This is the biggest maybe not the biggest non-story, but one of the biggest non-stories that has hit this team in a very long time. So, yeah, you know, chill out. Don't worry about Julio. He'll show up when he needs to, and, you know, he'll play when he'll be Julio Jones. Ain't nothing going to change. So, in the meantime, guys, if you want to get your thoughts in on the drama or whatnot, then you can do so by providing me your feedback on Twitter at FalcFans. That's my Twitter handle. If it's podcast related, just let me know. So if you tweet at me, if it is podcast related, just go ahead and send it over to Locked On Falcons. That's the show's Twitter handle. If you prefer other social media like Facebook, you can check out Locked On Falcons. That's the Facebook page. Give us a like while you're there. Email address is lockedonfalcons@mail.com. You can leave a comment at lockedonfalcons.com or falcfans.com, where the podcast is posted daily. If you didn't get the memo, check out the Tyrone McClain film review that I put up on lockedonfalcons.com last week. If you haven't been paying attention, and I've been plugging this on most of the recent episodes, if you want to be part of a fan talk, you can go ahead and send an email to lockedonfalcons@mail.com. Let me know about your contact information, your availability. We got a couple of guests booked through the next 2 or 3 weeks. So if you send in the email now, it's basically going to be a first come, first serve. Then you will probably be put on the docket for June. And if not, then, you know, we'll be get you in July. And this is probably be something we'll continue through training camp. Last year I said we'll continue through the regular season. That's the plan. But you guys know how I am with sort of scheduling things. Last year, we're going to have a fan talk later this week with someone who emailed me back in September about being on the fan talk. And I responded to that person saying, yeah, well, I'll put you on the docket. And I never put him on the docket. And so now in late May of 2018, instead of September of 2017 or October of 2017, he's finally going to do that fan talk. So send in those emails now, and there's a less likely chance that you will slip through the cracks like this person did. And yeah, we'll definitely try to get at least one fan talk up per week for the remainder of 2018 and sort of see how that goes. So send in those emails. If you have a Skype account, hook a brother up with that. But if you don't, no worries. Phone number works just fine. So that's how we do it. And in the meantime, guys, you know, don't have a cow about Julio Jones. Until then.
You are Locked On Falcons, your daily Atlanta Falcons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.